Salinity poses challenges to life in the ocean. You might recall the principle of osmosis from your high school biology class. Recall that osmosis is just the diffusion of water, and that cells have semipermeable membranes that allow water to diffuse in and out, but don't allow the bigger solutes to move through. The three diagrams on this slide show what happens to a cell when it's put into a medium with different solute concentrations. As the middle diagram B shows, a cell is in equilibrium with its environment when the solute or salt concentration inside the cell is the same as it is outside. If the cell is placed in a medium with a lower solute concentration, as shown in the diagram A at left, water will diffuse into the cell and the cell will expand. If too much water enters the cell can burst. This is known as apoptosis, and it's obviously harmful to the organism. On the other hand, if the cell is put into a medium with a higher solute concentration, as shown in diagram C at right, water will diffuse out of the cell, causing plasmolysis, or the collapse of the cell. This is also harmful to the organism.